Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Every mom wants to warn their kids about the dangers of drugs, but we may not know at what age to begin these conversations. Well, our guest today knows through some personal experience that you can never start talking about drugs too early. She's written some books to help moms get the dialogue started. That's coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Corletis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you, mama, are joining us again this week. Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. So glad to have you. All right. Well, on to today's program. Elle Constantine witnessed the devastating effects of unhealed trauma and drug use within her own family. As a result, Elle made it her mission to prepare young children on how not to fall prey to the dangers of drugs. She is the founder of Educate Before 8, a national prevention movement rooted in early childhood education, which includes some incredible books for children about drugs. Well, I'm so delighted to welcome a special friend of Moms for America. Elle, welcome to the Moms for America podcast. I've been wanting to have you on.
Thank you, Debbie. It's an honor to be here. What a great topic we're going to cover today.
Yeah, well, she's one of our moms. And in fact, we were recently in D.C. at an event, and you and I had a chance to sit down over coffee, and I could hear your story. Kimberly's known your story. I've heard little bits about it, and we're getting involved and helping you with your educational program. But it's a very moving story because personally, you're a mom, you're a grandma, right?
Yes, I have a daughter, a granddaughter. It's one.
Yeah. So I saw some pictures. Okay. So tell me about your personal journey a little bit, because it's always very powerful when moms share something that has affected them. And you've had some issues in the family, or an issue in the family with drug abuse.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as saying drug abuse. I would say that naive and something did happen. I don't go into a lot of detail about it just for some privacy reasons.
Sure.
But and I know that your viewers would understand this, but that event changed my life.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful family, had a wonderful life. My husband and I built this amazing company, you know, heading towards retirement, just a wonderful opportunity, you know, that laid ahead of us. And something happened, and it changed my life almost instantly. And from that experience, I decided I needed to make a change. I didn't even know what it was. The process of healing and going through something that was very traumatic took a little bit of time. But as I was going through this, I said to myself, this will never happen to another family. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but God put this fire in my belly that just wouldn't go away. And I just decided to open up my heart, you know, listen to his messages. And all of a sudden I got this first download of a book, a children's book.
Yeah.
And that was my first insight to, like, wait, the children, you know. And it gave me this opportunity to start researching, going to drug conferences and finding out what's missing. We've been doing this for decades. Moms have been moms forever.
Right.
But our drug problem keeps getting worse. We're losing our kids to drugs.
We sure are. And I think that a lot of moms just probably are not as familiar with the situation that's out there. So I want to kind of get them up to speed on what's happening in our culture. So you took your situation and what you had experienced, and you turned it into an answer. And we're going to talk about the books. We're going to talk about Educate Before 8. But I want to talk a little bit about what's happening out there, Elle. Would you agree that maybe you use the word naive. A lot of us just don't understand the power of marijuana, that it is a legal substance in many states, right? It starts out as medical marijuana, then all of a sudden it becomes recreational. And this is a different type of marijuana that maybe us had experienced in high school or, was around then. So tell us a little bit about what is happening right now with marijuana.
So what's happened with marijuana? It's become a profit. It's an addiction. I guess a best way to describe it would be an addiction for profit industry, and they're targeting our kids. And the sad part about what they've done to the marijuana plant is they've been able to supercharge it. They've been able to isolate a lot of the Delta 9 products or the Delta 8 and almost modify it with chemicals and other things to make it so potent. So what was used back 30, 40, 50 years ago could have been 30, 3 to 5%, excuse me, 3 to 5% THC. And today's marijuana, we're looking at 35 to up to 100% THC.
So that is that right there. That is a pause for everyone to understand
Yeah.
the strength, the potency, what they have done to this in, I guess we'll call it an industry because it is a drug. And by the way, marijuana is a gateway drug. No matter what anybody says, I know you're going to agree with me.
Yeah.
These, as soon as you start an addiction, it opens up the world to more addiction. You'll hear that time after time after again, that anyone that has had anyone is educated in the drug crisis right now. So this has become a multi-million dollar. The nicotine industry was already a billion-dollar industry. Now they've moved into vaping. This has become something that none of us would ever see coming, and widespread.
Yeah, I think that you said it right. Like we didn't, a lot of people don't understand what's happened to the industry. And that's why I say they were just, they're naive. A lot of people were naive. We were very naive. And until something happens and then you're looking for answers. So I think educating moms and parents how dangerous marijuana has become in this industry is now at 38 billion. In 5 years, they're projecting that to double, and they want your child addicted to their product. And it is highly, highly addictive. That's what we're fighting now. It's like at 3 and 5%, probably not. But when you're vaping and you're getting a dopamine hit that is so high, that brain is going to ask for it time and time and time again. And the problem with the high potency is not that it's just high potency marijuana. It is causing mental illness. It is causing mental illness to skyrocket in our country. It
Can you
is causing.
explain that a little bit? Because I don't think of marijuana and mental illness, but it surely is. And this is
Yeah.
something I want you to really explain to the moms listening.
Yeah. So what's happening is the education and the science is just catching up to the results of what has been happening since the introduction of high potency marijuana. And as you mentioned, it's so widespread across our country now that so many people have their hands on it. As a matter of fact, about 58% of adults in our country use marijuana.
Oh,
Just
it's a big statistic.
staggering number. And so from adults to a very vulnerable brain, which is a teenage brain. So what happens with high potency marijuana, because of the strength, it goes into the brain, it starts messing with your frontal cortex, it goes with your neurotransmitters, your dopamine levels, and it's causing kids to go psychotic, having suicidal ideation. Some children are jumping off of buildings, committing suicide because of a psychosis. Parents are losing their children. I want a child that was just once a happy, smart, loving child, almost becoming demonic. And this is what's happening to our children across our country. And,
And
you
the
know,
pen is the vape pen is making it so easy, for lack of a better term, wouldn't you say?
well,
Because you don't smell it, it's portable, it's I mean, I'm not a vape expert, but I'm just asking for your thoughts on
But
that.
no, oh, 100%, it's easy to hide.
Yeah.
You can take a gummy, which is about 35% THC. And they now know that anything over 8% does damage to the brain. And when a parent is still under the old ways of thinking that, oh, it's just marijuana, we used it as a kid, it makes you giggle, makes you know. And then they have a child that goes psychotic, they're not thinking it was the marijuana. So what we need to do is just start educating parents and families, because if they knew what their child is doing it with the use of marijuana, I don't think any parent would want this for their child. It's
Right.
not, it's not safe.
Right. Now you suggest some role playing moms with their kids, and that's actually how the book we're going to get to too. But what are some of the things that you say to the parents now, just to discuss this with their kids better and maybe be more aware?
What I'd like to say is you don't need to be an expert.
Okay.
You just you moms are you are the protection. You have that built-in protection that you can pass on to your kids. Number one, become aware. Become aware that this is a very dangerous drug. Number two is definitely start role playing. We haven't gotten to my books, but I've kind of made it a little easier for moms. But have these conversations about drugs. The child's brain, 90% of what they will go on with the rest of your life believing, like I call it the platform. Their standard beliefs on things are formed before the age of eight.
Right. Now listen to
What?
that, Mom, before the age of eight. And again, this is why, our presence as mothers is so important, because those formative years are when they're building their foundation before eight.
Yeah, it's just a really it's amazing to think what a small window that is.
Yeah.
So the problem with some of the drug refusal programs that are out there, they're starting later, even at 10 or 12, where that window
Yeah.
is already
Or high
closed.
school.
Oh, it's
Right.
too
And then
late.
the problem is already,
There's not, yeah.
right. It's already
That's
infiltrated their lives, their friend groups. They're already
right.
addicted,
Yeah.
and so we can't start late. There's always hope, by the way, of course. But the key is getting our kids early, discussing this with them. And that is really why you are doing Educate Before Eight, and that why you wrote these books that are
Yeah.
so amazing. I have one here.
Thank you. Yeah, they're, so what makes me so special, right? That's a little
Yeah,
funny.
this is the one I have
Yeah.
here.
It's so Educate Before Eight is about introducing drug refusal, body autonomy, self-worth, emotional regulation. There's 38 stories. All of these books that you have are also
And
in
there's four of
or
them,
eight.
right?
There's four that are that are published, right? But
Okay.
there's a total of 38. These stories are kind, they're gentle, they're not fear-based.
Right.
We're really talking to our children at their level of understanding and planting those important seeds, those seeds of not doing drugs, not taking things that will harm your body. What will happen if you take things that harm your body? You can
Right.
start, getting back to role playing. That's what you can do. Well, what happens if you did this? And you can start role playing. But what if you made this choice? What if you did, this may have like a healthy choice.
Right.
And what's an unhealthy choice? What's a healthy choice? That's a start. And those, even something that small, can make a difference in a child's life. I
Right.
remember when my kids were small, they would walk outside and I would see someone smoking and I would say, "Oh my goodness, don't ever smoke." And I would make a big scene
Right,
about it.
right.
But I know my kids have never tried.
We've got more coming up with Elle about protecting young minds and keeping kids drug-free right after this short break. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family, just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
Well, welcome back, moms. Before we continue our interview with Elle, I want to encourage everyone to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please let your moms know about the Moms of America podcast. Share this podcast with them. Ask them to be a part of our sisterhood here at Moms of America. Also, if you have an idea or a topic for the podcast here, would you please email me at podcast@momsofamerica.net? I would love to hear from you. And as I just mentioned, I hope that you are part of our sisterhood. How easy is it? It's super easy. You go to momsforamerica.us, you sign up for our newsletter, you check out all of our resources that we have available to you moms. I say this every week, right? We're the ultimate support group for moms. Everything that happens in your home, at your kitchen table, we have that topic and we have resources for you. So please go to momsforamerica.us, join the movement. We are moms uniting all across this country. We are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. So again, please check us out at momsforamerica.us. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out all of our materials, our resources. We are here for you, mom. All right, now back to the show. I do love the books. And when you're talking about the role playing, I'm kind of looking in here and it says, Bobby knew that saying no to drugs would keep her safe and special. I mean, this books like this that you can read with your kids that are illustrated so cute with bunnies and kitties. Will we always be friends? I mean, these are adorable books that you can really hone in on the principles with your kids and discuss them with them.
Yeah, that's, you're right. As I say, you can also, that can open up a discussion, you know, and that's part of being a parent is having that open line of communication and having the tools. And I get that parents are busy and they might not have the tools to sit down or you know, talk to their children or come up with the idea like, oh, maybe I should discuss this before the age of 8. But when you have someone who's lived through this, has studied a child's brain, mm-hmm. knows this, educate before 8 is based on neuroscience. This is the missing link between this innocence that they have right now, exposure, and then possibly even addiction for some children. So the problem is, by the age of 12, kids are very exposed to drugs, and some even sooner, especially if there's an older child in the house. And
or they ride the bus, or at school, or the night, right?
Right. So
it's everywhere.
The whole idea is, let's get to our kids before the world does.
Right.
Let's teach them these drug refusal skills and what to say and how to walk away. Mm-hmm. And get how to, you know, handle peer pressure.
Let's talk about that, Al, because sometimes parents say, and I think now we've all got to have incredible conversations with our kids, unfortunately, much younger than we ever thought we had to, right?
Yeah.
Gender, safety, drugs, there's so many things that we have to have with our kids so much younger than probably you and I had ever talked about with our parents.
Yeah.
But the culture is different.
Very different.
And that, very different. And so you know, no one wants to really be talking to their 6-year old about not doing drugs. But again, you have to look at it from the science point, like you're saying, that if you're saying 90% of what kids learn is before that they're 8 years old, then we as parents, I mean, that's just a good number for us to understand how much we have to cultivate them. So what are some of the things that educate before 8? I know this is going to be a program that you're working on, but what are some of the things that, you know, you would share with our moms about what you want to teach them that really goes hand in hand with saying no to drugs? Because you're going to say no because you're special, right? Like Bobby here.
Right. Yeah. Well, so what I would say is, number one, is always be, don't be afraid to parent, you know, always be there for your child and think about how to protect them. Mm. And if it's, you know, drug refusal to me is just so big because so many kids are exposed to it. And there's just a $1 billion industry coming after them.
Right.
That can really derail their entire life. So I would say, you know, when you educate before 8, it's just not just drug refusal, but it is that, what happens if someone touches you inappropriately? What would you do?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes those are kind of hard conversations. The one thing I like about Educate Before 8 is it's all done through storytelling. It always happens to an animal, and then there's discussions, and then there's activities that follow. But I think drug refusal, body autonomy, you know, self-worth, mm-hmm. Talk about peer pressure, talk about
good choices, bad choices.
Good choices, bad choices. Absolutely. One of the things, you know, we're teaching even kids to even have a voice when they don't have a voice is that universal hand signal that many people don't even know about, but everyone should know about. That, you know, it's where you take your hand, the fingers. So if a child can't talk, that his hands are free, they can always signal for help. And that can even happen, you know, with adults. You know, if you're in that situation, but imagine if everyone knew what the universal hand signal was. That would really be amazing, walking through airports or what have you, or even just, you know, we teach it where they're in Educate Before 8, where they're on a field trip and someone separates from the group. And so what does that child do? It knows the universal hand signal. Someone recognizes, you know, that they need help, but they also know not to go with that person. We teach the same thing, you know, like what you were saying earlier about, you know, the ice cream truck, right? Don't go, or, you know, stay away if they have a puppy, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that we do need to teach our kids. But the bottom line is, Debbie, if we don't, someone else will.
Oh, yeah. And if we don't talk to them about it first, someone else will.
Right.
Especially in today's world. I mean,
I know.
You used to be able to, and I'll use shelter in a good way, but just protect and shelter your children so much more. But now with social media and just the way the world is now, everything is accelerated. And it's like you said, it's from, you know, an assault on gender to drugs to just about everything. I mean, everything is coming at these kids. So let's talk about Educate Before 8. So is this a program? I mean, I know this, so I'm pretending like I don't know. But tell us about this program and what your goals are with it.
Thank you. So yeah, Educate Before 8 is a pre-K through third grade program for elementary schools, homeschool, charters, and, you know. And what this will do, this will start teaching these really important skills that our children need. It's this, I call it the nurturing part of education that's missing. I think it's great to be having kids at home. There are some parents that can homeschool, and then there are parents that just don't have, they don't want to, or they can't for so many different reasons. You know, they're not able to homeschool their children, but the Educate Before 8 becomes that parental guidance in our schools. And it's going to teach them all these things that you as a mother would want your child to know. And that, again, starting with drug refusal, you know, body autonomy, like things I had mentioned, you know, self-worth, emotional regulation, you know, we're teaching our kids how to breathe. How big is your problem? Role-playing. You know, if something is a problem, how do you handle it? How, you know, we're teaching who can you talk to someone about it? We're teaching them, again, breathing, I think, is a form of meditation. So counting skills, count to 10. But if we can teach them when they're younger, it'll be with them their whole life.
Right.
And that's what Educate Before 8 does. It gets into the brain before the age, like age up till age 8. You have that up until age 8. And it teaches them lifelong skills that will carry them their entire life. And
We
I
can't have
wish,
enough positive, right?
I know, I wish this
We
was around
cannot have
decades
enough
ago.
positive. And enough assistance and enough help and enough nurturing. And this, Moms of America, we're always so concerned about curriculum, you know that. But this is good curriculum.
This is good
This is,
stuff.
yeah, this is basic stuff that all of us as moms would want to teach and train our children. Could you just highlight a couple of the books? So I know now that's not yet in the schools, but you're in the midst of trying to get it into schools, right? You said it's in its pretty formation right
It's
now.
in its, it's just getting, it's in the pretty formation, so it's in final editing, and there's a tremendous amount of interest around it. So
And Moms for America is trying to
I
get this
appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah,
to
that's
into the hands of some really important leadership as far as education, because we really believe in
And we
education.
do know that it works. This is the great thing about Educate Before 8. It takes all the pieces that are out there, all the good pieces of different programs, and it brings it all together. So it's the best of the best, and it's really built for children at their age. And I would love to see our country 20 years from now, after Educate Before 8 has been in schools for 20 years, you're going to see a different country. You're going to see drug addiction coming down up to 65%. We know it works. It's just getting it out there. It's probably a little bit, something this bold. When people start using it, they'll think, wow, why didn't we? Where was this our whole lives? We have lost million, I think 1.5 million in the last 25 years to drugs. But that's not just 1.5, it's the lives that were lost, the lives that were never born, the families that were never, made because of it. So the toll is enormous. And then the aches and the hearts of the people that have been left behind. So
It's a serious issue.
it really truly is.
So I want to let the moms know, well, Educate Before 8, like I said, Moms for America is working along with you, because we are want to champion this.
Thank you.
But before that, like right now, our moms could get your books. Could you just tell us a little bit about each of these? What makes me so special? What's the story about that one?
So, what makes me so special is about a bunny. And so, again, it's an interaction where it's about a butterfly that shows up in her garden, and just they start having this conversation, and he's noticed certain things about her. The way she treats people, the kindness that she has, and he's just telling her all these things, I've noticed that, and you can just tell Bobby loves this. And then he's like, "Do you know what else makes you so special? Because you don't do drugs, because they're going to hurt you or be harmful to you." I can't remember the exact words, but it's just planting those seeds. And kids don't necessarily need to know what a drug is, because when they're old enough, the way that the mind absorbs it is that it'll become a program. So they'll be like, "I know I don't do drugs." They might not know why. They might not know where they learned it, but that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of Educating
It's
Before 8.
instilling. It's instilling. All right. What about Will We Always Be Friends? I'm guessing. Is
Oh
this about
gosh,
peer pressure?
it's peer pressure. So this is a book that I used to always tell my own children. I would say, just because you're friends with someone now, they might be making some bad choices. Later, you might not always be friends. So this is about two
So true.
friends, two cats. They
And
were,
all of us
yeah.
looking back in our lifetime, we're always like, yeah, that's a really good principle to teach our kids, right?
To teach our kids, but ideally, let's get everyone on the same page. Let's get everyone being that the best they can be. And
And
because,
that
Everyone deserves it. Every single family deserves us. This educate before eight is also going to be a generational cycle breaker. It's
Oh,
going
I
to teach
love that.
kids born in these cycles. We're going to break it. We're going to teach them. We're teaching them how to get out. We're teaching in a very kind way, but we're teaching them they can choose differently.
I love that. Break those chains, boy.
Yeah, I know.
What would you tell our moms, just some advice right now, as they're raising little ones, in today's world? What would you say to them? What would be your advice?
Well, my advice would be to enjoy every moment because it goes by so fast. And be involved. Be that mom that knows where your kid is at all times. Know whose home they're going to. I hate to say this, but when parents are sometimes separating or there's a single, if there's a recent, I always found when my kids were growing up, that's where all the parties were. That's where no one was watching those kids. That's where a lot, I'm not shaming anyone. I'm not saying but I know that when I went through my own divorce recently, I realized how important, I knew back then that they weren't watching, but going through something like this, I realized we're in our own survival mode. And it's really, really hard for a parent to handle the child. I mean, so I give parents, full support and full credit for going through some really tough times. Luckily my children were in their 20s, so I didn't have to deal with young ones. But I think that for parents, be involved, know where they are at. Plant as many seeds as you can. Plant as many seeds as you can up until the age of eight, because that becomes the foundation. If you want them to know something, teach it.
And be okay with saying no. Be the mom and dad that's okay saying no. But then I learned this from my father. As soon as he said no, then he gave me something to say yes to. You can't do this, but you can do this. And that's how, we raised our kids. It's like you can't always be no, and you got to figure out how to come up with the yeses,
Oh,
and you
that's
got
great.
to, right, redirect them. You're guiding them always, but you can't be the no person, especially if you're it, we all want our kids to be with like-minded parents, but sometimes they're not. You just have to be no. It's just no, we love you more than anybody, and it's a no. But here's a yes for you. And that's
Yes.
what we do best as parents. Where do we get your books at, Al? I want everybody to get one of these for
Well,
their kids or their grandkids. Where do we get them?
they're on Amazon. They're pretty much everywhere. But if you by website, and you can eat, it's planting seeds
I love that.
books.com. And it'll give you a little bit about Educate Before Eight. That's a whole new website that'll be launched next month. It'll each grade, each pre-K through third grade will be available for purchase. So parents can sponsor class. School districts can, obviously, purchase it. It'll be there's a so it that's coming. But for parents right now,
Right
yeah,
now, yeah.
certainly, don't be afraid to parent. Don't be afraid to talk about these tough subjects that just doesn't seem right. You're like, why am I talking to my kids so early about this? Because you have to. Because if you don't teach them to walk away and to have self-worth, and someone is going to teach them something that you might not like, and you might have some serious consequences down the road.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Al, for sharing this and
Thank
kind of walking
you.
through a little bit of your journey, the hope you're giving our parents. And again,
Thank you.
we are all going to focus on educating before eight. Now, some of us have older kids, but we'll have grandkids coming through. And we
Absolutely.
just know that we've got to build those foundations and be a part of help shaping their world and their mind and all of that stuff. I mean, it's a
Thanks.
complicated world out there. It really is.
Yeah, it's interesting times, right?
Yeah.
We've really.
How do you know? Are there any tips? I guess just as a last thought too, is there anything that you need to look for? Is there anything that would be, of concern that you may have this kind of creeping into your home?
So this is obviously hopefully beyond the age of eight. So if you have someone who's a teenager, notice who their friends are. notice behavioral changes. The problem, especially with marijuana, find out because it's so easy to hide. I ask, are you doing, just ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Hopefully, some will say, yes, mom, it's nothing. Know what they're doing. If they obviously if they are doing marijuana, that's a huge pause. This is where a serious conversation needs to happen because the potency could potentially derail. 30% of people who are using marijuana go into a cannabis use disorder. 30%. So
One third.
it's not something that you want to have your child go down. You don't want, it's not something that you want to try to get your child to come out of an addiction. I do know that that's a very expensive. I know friends, I certainly know people across the country now that have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars saving their children, even from marijuana. The addiction is that bad. So, and it's the psychosis, it's the mental illness that is the most
It
damaging.
does on the brain.
So eventually, the science is going to catch up, Debbie, more and more. I should say the science. The science is there, but the education hasn't caught up yet. So people are still thinking, oh, it's just marijuana, it's just weed, it's harmless, it's all natural. That's where going back to the beginning of this, when I said we were naive. Like, don't be naive.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah,
God
thank
bless you.
you.
We're on the journey with you, 8 before 8. We're going to get that around this country. We're going to
Thank
share these
you.
books, and moms are going to be reading these to their kids and their grandkids. Again, we'll close with that website and where they can get that at again. Your books, Al?
PlantingSeedsBooks.com.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
Thank
We appreciate
you.
you being a light in
Thank
this world. And boy, we need more mamas like you out
you.
blazing the trails for hope in fighting against drug addiction. So thank you so
We're
much.
gonna we're gonna be we're gonna beat it. I promise you, this is the missing link. So we got it.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
What a great conversation with Al. And again, please check out those books. And we're so looking forward to the day that we have Educate Before 8 in the schools impacting our kids. You'll often hear Kimberly say this. We say this here often at Moms for America, that the greatest influence a mom will have or have is within the four walls of her own home. So moms, you are the greatest influence in your children's life. Talk to them about all the issues early. Get them early and share and pray and teach them. All right. Well, I do want to thank everyone for being a part of the Moms for America podcast today and encourage you to check out all the resources and the seminars and the webinars that we have, past to podcasts. We have so much information on our website, all free just for you moms. Go to momsforamerica.us, join the movement. We would love to have you a part of our sisterhood. We say this every week. It's from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. Moms for America has it all. All right, moms, I will talk with you soon, and let's keep changing our country one home at a time. God bless. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and TUVU. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.